Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams has become the second dessert company this week to recall all of its products in connection with a listeria outbreak, an outbreak that has sickened 10 people in 4 states and is believed to have contributed to 3 deaths. Bluebell Creameries, you'll remember, recalled all of its products on Monday after some were linked to the outbreak. So what is going wrong? Well, some are pointing to inadequate oversight by regulators, although it is worth noting that the food safety overhaul that President Obama signed into law back in 2011 has less than half of its funding. Joining us from Washington is Michael Taylor, Deputy Commissioner for Foods and Veterinary Medicine at the Food and Drug Administration. And Mr. Taylor, on the issue of these latest recalls, is this listeria outbreak a bigger problem than first thought?
Well, this is just an indication that we do have a significant issues still in our country with preventable foodborne illness. The CDC estimates as many as 48 million cases a year, 3,000 deaths, over 120,000 hospitalizations from foodborne illness. And that's why we are engaged in this very large process to modernize our food safety system so we can prevent these incidents much more effectively.
Prevent them how? Should the company be preventing them on its own, or is this something that the FDA should have seen, this listeria, before these products went to market?
The only way that we will achieve the goals that the consumers expect us to achieve, that the government is after, and that the industry wants, is if we have a system in which industry is systematically every day putting in place the preventive measures that we know are effective in preventing contamination. Government inspection is crucial. Government enforcement of standards is crucial. But we have to have a system of prevention built into food production, food handling, food transportation. And it's not just a domestic issue. It's an import issue. We've got to build prevention into the food safety system globally.
Why don't we have that system now?
Well, we simply have been operating under, until the president signed the Food Safety Modernization Act, in 2011, we've had a law that equipped FDA principally to be reactive to problems. The events of the last decade or so, the outbreaks occurring in commodities where we hadn't seen outbreaks before, just underscored the importance of shifting to a prevention strategy. And so there's wide agreement that this needs to happen. We're fortunately in a position where participants in the food system industry, government, our state partners, you know, all buy into this understanding that we've got to move forward to build prevention into the system.
But you're saying the 2011 law has not fixed the problem?
Well, the 2011 law, there's no magic wand here. There's a process that we're going through. This is really probably the most sweeping, comprehensive overhaul of an FDA regulatory program in the agency's history. And so we've been engaged for the last 4 years very actively establishing the regulations, which we'll be issuing in final form later this year. But you don't just pass a law or issue a regulation to transform the system. We've got to work systematically in the coming years to build prevention into the system.
But some of the outsiders looking in, including the Government Accountability Office, have been saying one of the problems is you've got too many agencies trying to do this, that it really should be one agency that focuses on food safety. What do you think of that criticism?
Well, that's an issue and an idea that's been around for a long time. I mean, we at FDA have a very big job to do. There's lots of, again, as you say, various suggestions about how to make the overall system more efficient and streamlined, and we're all in on figuring that out over time. But again, that's not a magic solution either. We've got to have the right laws and prevention frameworks across the whole system, and that's what we're working on at FDA.
Do you trust, though, that companies are going to do the right thing here if they're left on their own? If this really is about the companies themselves preventing these illnesses, when in fact often companies can build into the cost of doing business the cost of recalling a lot of products when there is a problem?
Well, it's not about just trust and leaving companies on their own. We have in this new law not only new ability to set enforceable standards for what companies do, but much stronger inspection and enforcement tools to be sure they're actually doing it. Most companies want to comply. Most companies want to do the right thing. Many are doing it now. Through this law, we want to instill that food safety culture and create real accountability. There's no question we need that as part of the system.
I want to just ask you about listeria, because the Associated Press reports that the Oklahoma Bluebell plant that has been linked to this outbreak had been inspected at the time the listeria would have been present, and inspectors praised the facility for having no violations and said they were doing a great job. So how did the inspection not catch the listeria?
Well, again, there's a lot of complexity here in terms of of how Listeria gets into product and what are the measures that needed to have been taken in a particular situation. The limitation that our inspectors have today is that they've got to go into facilities and find the problem. And that's the problems are sometimes hard to find. What we need is a system of prevention so that we reduce the likelihood that the problem has occurred in the first place. So we'll continue to inspect. We'll continue to look. But it'll be important in the future to be looking not only for the problem but for the company having the verified system of prevention in place that's working effectively when we're not there.
And how much are politics going to be an obstacle for you? People who don't want to increase the funding of the FDA don't even want to fund the law that already passed.
Well, you know, we work in a government system and there's politics in our system. I mean, I think we see broad support in our stakeholder community and in many among many people we talk to in Congress to support the funding. The 2016 budget request that the president has submitted to Congress is crucial for the success of this new system. And we're at a turning point. And if we get the funding that we've asked for in 2016, we can move forward to implement this new modernized system effectively and in a timely way. If we do not get the funding in 2016, we will lose momentum and implementation of this law will be badly disrupted.
Michael Taylor, Deputy Commissioner for Foods and Veterinary Medicine at the Food and Drug Administration. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.